Hi everyone, Sinmin here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the one, the only Fat Cat, and here's what she's got to say. Hello, Sinmin. Valentine's Day is an interesting concept. You like someone, but you're unsure that they like you. But you send them heartfelt letters to let them know that they have an admirer. I don't really get how that turned into today's circus. Since my sister is older than you, I began looking at girls' magazines way before I should have. In them, dating came up a lot as well as Valentine's Day. In middle/high school, it was more of a popularity contest than anything else. It was rare for boys to get anything on Valentine's Day. With girls, I wondered how many girls would be giving one another overpriced roses to show everyone that someone else was interested in them. I would overhear them talking about who would buy roses for who. There was one year where I was stuck at a train station on my way home. I had to wait for 30 minutes or so. I just looked at all the men carrying roses, boxes of chocolates, and every now and then shopping bags from jewelry stores. Most did not seem happy about it. At some point, I noticed a lot of women had shopping bags from lingerie stores too. My hubby is more like most men and hates Valentine's Day. He calls it SAD, Single Awareness Day. He thinks that everything is overpriced and overcrowded. He hates talking about feelings more than I do. In short, this man is not the romantic type, and not once was he ever given me flowers. He made sure I know not to expect them. Why I put up with this, I will address it sometime later. Despite the corporate side of Valentine's Day, I do like to do something sometimes. Thus came forth my experiments. One year I made small gifts and personal cards for the girls that I hang out with at school. I had a bag with me and handed stuff out in the hallway before class. The girls were happy. Even if the guys never said anything, they sort of looked like they wanted some. A few years later, I did the same and handed some out to the guys I would hang out with as well. Men's reactions were interesting. They all knew I had a boyfriend, and it did not mean anything romantic. But they were overjoyed anyway. One took a picture of the gift and sent it to his girlfriend. She called immediately. Like a 5-year-old, she teased him about how he got something. From the rest of their context, it became apparent that they had agreed not to do any gift-giving that year. I'm sorry, it was just funny to watch. One was nervous because his girlfriend had jealousy issues. My male friends got something as well, and sometimes I give stuff out of work. Another year I needed to call a help desk because something was wrong with my order, and I wanted to know if they'd be able to send me a new item before Valentine's Day. The guy responded back to me and it sounded like he was cursing. I directly asked if he had a girlfriend and if he forgot. He said yes. I asked him if he had a pen and paper. He had about a week to basically get things in order, and I gave him an Instagrammable idea on a low budget for about 5 to 25 euros. I even helped him with the baseline for the card. He was happier than me after that call. All in all, chaos, disaster all around, and it looks like my work is done here. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. As usual, I cut the parts out of your request that I didn't understand. You're quite the piece of work, creating jealousy in women by buying their men gifts. What are you, an evil Garfield or something? You knew those women would feel jealous and then take it out on the men that you bought gifts for. Do you really hate humanity that much that you're willing to kill people's relationships with kindness? I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to Fat Cat makes her topic so long that I have to spend more time rewriting what she said instead of writing my own content clown world show. Fat Cat, I find it hilarious you jumping on the bandwagon of women pointing out bad or sneaky female behaviors. Notice that a few years ago I don't remember you doing this. But you did actually tell me behind the scenes that you wanted men to know about the sneakier side of women. So that's why you're making these requests lately. It's almost like in the last 2 or 3 years, the female collective has been warning men about female nature for some reason. As for Valentine's Day and buying women roses, when women would buy each other roses back when you were in high school, they were pretty much doing what women do today by liking each other's posts on social media. I guess the idea was to hopefully make the men they liked interested in them by showing that there were other men interested in them first, even though it was just their female friend sending them the flowers. Back while I was still dating, there was a guy in Toronto going around with roses to restaurants, and he was going from one to the next and made a living doing this by selling them. I saw him dozens of times in my life at different places. He seemed to be the only one in the city doing this, and I guess if anyone else tried, he would have pretty much busted their kneecaps or something. As for the man that was trying to sell roses to people in the restaurants, including myself, basically he was shaming you for being cheap, if you didn't buy your relationship partner or date a rose. For him, every day was Valentine's Day, as he was emotionally blackmailing males for money. I always wondered why the restaurants would even let him in. Either they were getting a cut or they were just trying to help him out and didn't see this as harmful. If anyone remembers him and what happened to him, please leave your comments below. Fat Cat, you also mentioned that men are annoyed shopping for gifts for women. You're right, and there are a lot of days to get annoyed at, like anniversaries, birthdays, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, and Christmas. It never seems to end. You also mentioned lingerie, and women really buy it for themselves to feel good at how they look in it, and not necessarily for the men they're involved with. Women would always get pissed off when I take off all their lingerie and jewelry in the bedroom, because those things would get in the way visually and physically. It's the same reason I don't like tattoos either. As for going out on Valentine's Day, I agree, it's an awful experience. Yes, it's overpriced and crowded. After 2 years of doing that, and only being allowed 50 minutes in a restaurant on average, before the next reservation party came in, it was rather annoying. The waiters hurrying to whisk you away so they can make as much money as possible. That's why I always celebrated Valentine's Day or anniversaries a few days before or a few days after, and it didn't feel rushed. And if you do it after, you know that the restaurant has most likely restocked its food and sold the old expired stuff on Valentine's Day. Also, buying flowers is a complete waste of money. They die. I always ended up buying women plants that bloom all year, and they would get pissed off at me because they had to water them and keep them alive. My mother once told me that her uncle told her that when he was dating, he would actually judge women on how well they kept their plants. The woman I was with all neglected their plants, and they passed away. And some of the plants I bought there were cactuses that rarely needed watering, or plants that lived in a dark, shady place, so they didn't need very much light at all. Looking back, I had zero idea about how poorly I'd picked women. My marketplace value was much higher than theirs, but I really didn't know that because I felt like that scrawny, malnourished 13-year-old for a lot of my life. I was emotionally needy and they took advantage of that, and didn't reciprocate very much. Fat Cat, you're right that Valentine's Day is Single Awareness Day, just like Christmas is No Family Day, if you're estranged from your relatives. Mother's and Father's Day can then be seen as Orphan Awareness Day if your parents are gone. Fat Cat, you also sent me a keto recipe for me to try, but lately I've had some digestive issues and don't really want to experiment. My reflux has rushed back with a vengeance, and I've started drinking Swedish bitters again, the non-alcoholic kind, to calm my digestive system down, and it is working to some extent. Part of it had to do with me cheating on my diet during the holidays and not sleeping properly, as well as the cold inflammatory weather. I may experiment with your recipe at some point, just not now. People will probably say you're doing the closest thing you can to making me a sandwich. It's almost as if you want me to share that part to my audience so you can virtue signal about how you cared about me, and that's about it. But excuse me for being suspicious and for every guy to be concerned, because suddenly we're seeing women say that they're traditional and that we should be with them because of that. But we're also hearing many women say that they sympathize with our situation. But they also are projecting the idea out there that they're great women, that we should be with them. But instead, you ladies appear to be starting a new strategy, which is to be sympathetic to men's plight and asking nothing in return. Sorry for not being convinced, but many women went from being feminists to traditionalists. And now the third thing, which I don't really have a word to describe. It certainly sounds rational, so maybe rationalism. But I suspect it's just a show to keep female nature at bay. The dumb women are still playing the traditional card, but eventually I suspect that they will come out and say that men have it rough too. As for Valentine's Day, it's just a day for florists and restaurants to purge their old inventory and make enough money to help sustain them for the next year, and an excuse for women to stir up drama if a guy didn't buy them flowers or take them someplace fancy. That's what women are really after. The last couple of relationships I was in, I would just program anniversaries and birthdays into my phone as a reminder. And I told my exes about it, and they were rather pissed off about it. They probably wanted to berate me for forgetting, and now they couldn't anymore. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that Fat Cat's husband has never bought her any flowers, and she still smashes him because he passed her poop test. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that like each other posts like a social media circle jerk away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.